One of the things that always helps me is to simplify things. To simplify things and something in today's Murli, but all every Murli, Baba says, remember me, remember me, remember me, remember me. At least 5-6 times in the Murli. Know the self to be a soul and remember me in every breath. So this, and what is this remembrance? And he says so many things around this, and we hear it and we like to hear it and we feel this is a great thing. But sometimes the feeling is that we kind of, it is not really there all the time. And so maybe to make this session with a little bit more emphasis on an experience of that remembrance also. And to just take it easy, step by step, simplify it. So, and he also said to remember me, there is great benefit in remembering Baba. There's great profit in remembering Baba, but there's greater profit in remembering Baba's knowledge. So even when we have to remember Baba, we have to remember Baba with knowledge. We remember him using knowledge and we remember him because of his knowledge. So, because of course you cannot really separate remembering knowledge separated from Baba or vice versa. But one way that to approach this subject of remembrance is to remember what Baba experiences. And to experience that within yourself. Let's say, for example, say you remember someone. Say you remember what? The queen. If you remember the queen, you remember what she stands for. You remember her personality. You remember the values and the activities that she does. But you, that remembrance has quality to the extent you experience that within yourself. So for example, if you say the queen is peaceful, it is because you are knowing what that peace means, because you experience it within yourself. And that is how you know her. I'm giving a simplified example. But same with Baba. So to say Baba is, for example, ocean of peace, you only know truly if you experience that peace within yourself. He's ocean of love. It just becomes words if you don't experience that within yourself. So you know Baba to the extent you know what he experiences, and you know that to the extent that you experience that. Am I making sense? So let us take the different aspects of Baba and aim to grasp and experience that within ourselves. So knowing Baba means to feel what he feels, to know what he knows, to see how he sees, to interact the way he interacts. Then you know him. And in that process, also, you become like him. Well, he sometimes says this, to celebrate is to be like me, to meet me is to be like me. You can only meet because you're at the same frequency. So let's take this simple aspect of incorporeal. This is a word he uses to describe himself. Incorporeal, bodiless. It means bodiless, it means invisible, it implies invisible. So he is an invisible, bodiless presence. He is not something or some inert power or some energy somewhere floating. He is someone, but you can't see him with these eyes. He doesn't have a body. So in the same way, soul also. So at this moment in time, try and grasp this. The soul, the self, is an invisible, bodiless presence. Many times we perceive things. No? For example, it is in your awareness that it is morning. It is in your awareness the position of the body. It is in your awareness that there may be others around. And at the same time, be aware of the self as this invisible presence. Invisible experiencer. And if a certain image helps you to focus, to concentrate, then let that image be a tiny star, tiny, tiny star, serene. And with a little emphasis that the sense of I is not around the physical human being, but this tiny earthly presence. It's completely separate. Distinct from the human being and distinct from the human story. An unearthly, alaukic, invisible experiencer. real self is this unearthly, invisible, serene, innocent presence. Invisible observer. And just try and grasp that and as if fill your whole mind with the awareness. This unearthly, invisible experiencer. Pure and immortal.